Kenny Allen backstage at the House of Blues in Los Angeles. We're here with Marillion's Mark Kelly and Steve Ruthery. I'm following them on tour for the next few days as they do two nights here in L.A. and then wrap up the North American tour in San Francisco on Friday night. Talk about the tour. How's it going? How's the response been?
The response has been fantastic, honestly. You know, we see all the stuff on Facebook and the messages on Twitter and all that. And honestly, everybody's just raving, which is fantastic because, you know, it's been 8 years. So I think there's been a lot of pent up, you know, anticipation. So I'm glad that we managed to actually deliver the goods.
What have been some of your highlights so far on the tour?
Oh, there's just so many, really. New York was amazing, Chicago. Wherever we've had the two-nighters, actually, has been really special. But Quebec and Montreal, again, were fantastic. Not really a bad show, really. A few, few technical glitches here and there, but generally just great. Just a really passionate audience. So
that's something that I really wanted to talk to you guys about is your fan base. Incredible fan base. I was trying to think of a comparison. How would you compare Marillion fans? But really, I mean, I kind of likened it to like Grateful Dead fans.
Yeah, Deadheads. Yeah, they follow you around. It's the same sort of vibe. It's like a big family, you know. And yeah, that's the comparison we always get. I mean, the music, I don't know, because I don't really listen to the Grateful Dead, but I imagine we're nothing like the Grateful Dead musically, but the vibe of the audience is the same, I think.
Yeah. I was reading on Facebook today, people flying in from out of the country, people flying in from all over the West Coast for tonight. They're following you up to San Francisco. I'm one of those too. How did you decide where you were going to play on this tour?
We just kind of looked at where our strongest markets were, really, and that's where we booked the concerts. But like, it's been incredible people traveling. I mean, in New York, there was a couple of guys that flown in from Australia, literally all around the world. So, a lot of English people as well. You think they get enough singers in Europe, but oh no, they're over here.
Now, you guys have been in town a couple of days. What have you done while you've been here?
Oh, just the usual LA stuff. You know, went down to the Rainbow Bar and Grill and had a few cocktails and, you know, went out and just had a look around the shops and stuff like that. I don't know what Steve's been up to.
I've been working most of the time, unfortunately, so we're still working on the album on the road. Of course, yeah, you forgot that bit, Mark. Yeah, I've been out a little bit. Went to some friends for a pool party yesterday and, down Barney's Beanery playing pool and having dinner. Just enjoyed ourselves a little bit.
Oh, I went to a thing last night, a chap called Giorgio, who's got this Ancient Aliens thing on History Channel.
Love it.
He's a fan, and he invited us to his talk last night. He spoke for 3 hours nonstop without any notes. He was really good.
Let's talk a little bit about the album, The Sounds That Can't Be Made. Is it? And obviously, it's being made. Now, are you guys directly involved in the production?
Yeah, we're kind of co-producing it. We're recording our own parts because just of the time, really, that we've got left to make it, right? About 3 weeks to finish the album. So, yeah, I did a lot of recording before I came away, and I've been comping the performances in Pro Tools on my laptop, and Mark's been